Since 2014, the number of unsheltered homeless individuals in the Phoenix area has more than tripled. Phoenix's growing shortage of affordable housing is part of the cause, but the state doesn't have as much funding as it once had to address these issues. From our podcast series, Unaffordable, KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young reports.
With more Arizonans struggling to afford rent, it's pretty clear we need more affordable housing. So why not just build it?
The issue of affordability has to do with the cost of production, and that cost of production has to do with market forces.
Mark Stapp is a longtime developer and executive director of ASU's real estate program.
Imagine a business where we're making decisions today about things that won't happen for a very long time in an environment that's constantly changing, and that's what development is. It's taking all of those risks and being able to understand how to manage all of that uncertainty. And that warrants a return.
Without some kind of financial support or government incentives, developers will build whatever they can charge the highest rents for. And that's exactly what's happening. More than 80% of rental units being built in Phoenix are high-end, according to Rent Cafe. For people who can't afford those luxury price tags, choices are increasingly limited. Joan Service is with the Arizona Housing Coalition. She says this is where state governments can provide some relief. But she sees a problem with Arizona's approach.
The statewide investment to address affordable housing and homelessness has been paltry. We have approximately $5 million from the state.
How much do other states invest compared to $5 million?
Right, so $5 million is not a lot. So, for example, Massachusetts invests $400 million. To address housing and homelessness.
Most states have some kind of housing trust fund, dedicated revenue for housing that can supplement federal dollars. And Arizona has a way of funding affordable housing too, or at least it's supposed to. Arizona's state housing trust fund comes from unclaimed property. If someone dies without leaving their house to anyone in a will or a bank account goes dormant, the state used to be able to take some of that money and put it in a pot for housing. That fund used to give the state as much as $40 million a year for repairing homes or assisting first-time homebuyers or creating low-income housing. But all that changed in 2010.
It was unfortunately capped at $2.5 million during the Great Recession.
But Arizona lawmakers haven't forgotten about this. State Senator Lila Alston has repeatedly proposed bills to restore housing funding without success. Of course, Alston is a Democrat in a Republican-controlled state Senate.
The majority members have not seen that as an important issue in their districts, and they control the budgets.
But Republicans have had a tough time on this issue, too.
We cannot wait on this another day for the state of Arizona.
State Senator Heather Carter is a Republican. She says it's not that her party colleagues don't see housing as important, but state spending balances a lot of competing priorities.
How do you go about incentivizing the market to provide affordable housing and do so in a way that doesn't break the state bank so that now you're facing financial challenges on the education side of the state budget or on the healthcare side of the state budget?
So even in this year's legislative session, after Phoenix saw its largest year-over-year rent increases ever, neither Alston nor Carter was able to get a hearing on a bill to restore the state housing trust fund. But state budget negotiations lasted weeks beyond what was supposed to be the end of this session.
Act, also known as the feed bill.
And
the bill
in those tense final days deciding on state spending, lawmakers agreed to put $15 million toward affordable housing.
So ordered, we are adjourned.
Jones Service's concern is there's now almost 10 years of lost funding to make up for. And while $15 million will help, it's just a one-time thing. Lawmakers didn't make any plans beyond this fiscal year.
If we did nothing else, it would go back to its statutory cap of $2.5 million.
State lawmakers will meet again starting in January. If the Housing Trust Fund is not fully restored this time around, Service worries Arizona will continue to see more luxury-priced rents, more homelessness, and more economic consequences of a housing shortage. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.